Total Tuscany Podcast, number 44. Ciao, and welcome to another edition of the Total Tuscany Podcast. I'm Travis Justice, joined by the co-publisher of TotalTuscany.com, my friend, Mr. Pat Capagna. Hi, Pat.
Travis, I'm glad to be here. How are you?
You know, I couldn't be any better. Of course, we want you to follow Total Tuscany wherever you can. You can also go to our website, which I just mentioned, TotalTuscany.com. Make sure to like our Facebook page. Just Google or look for Total Tuscany on Facebook. We're also on Twitter and Instagram. Of course, we're coming up on the busy season of the 2016 Tourism of Tuscany, and we want you to start thinking about where you want to stay. And I'm going to tell you right now, full disclosure, Pat and I are big supporters, big proponents of Parker Villas. We've had Parker Villa on the Total Tuscany Podcast not once, but twice, and today they're back for a third time in Mario Scalzi, because I can't say enough about the villas they have to offer.
The selection, the quality, the reality is the relationships that they build with their people and we've built with them, I don't know.
We could sit here and talk for a couple of minutes about all the pros of renting from Parker Villas, but let's just get right to it. Mario Scalzi from ParkerVillas.com joins us on the Total Tuscany Podcast. You know, we've been to Tuscany enough that we have started making regular recommendations, and one of our strongest recommendations is to stay at a Parker Villa because of the service and the quality. And we were just talking to Mario Scalzi, who joins us now on the Total Tuscany Podcast, about when you select a villa, Mario, you say it's like a baby. Take us through that process of selecting the right villa for your company.
The first thing for us in choosing a home is its location, its views, its accessibility to things that people want to see and should see. The next step then is, if it is okay in that context, we want to look at the property itself internally, and do we have an equal ratio of bedrooms to bathrooms? One thing that Italians don't are not strong about culturally is a living room, and for us it's huge. Italians will spend an entire day sitting around the dining room table. That is the big social gathering. For us, it's more having a cocktail in front of the fireplace in the living room, and we could sit there for hours talking. A lot of Italian homes are small when it comes to the living room. They never really thought it out. You know, they throw a couch in the kitchen and think that that'll work. So we look for the spaces that we need, so that if the house sleeps 10, is the living room going to comfortably sit 10? Is the dining room going to do the same? And same for outdoor. We want to get an outdoor living room, an outdoor dining area. Once we've got the components right, the next step is the owner. Is that owner going to truly be hospitable in terms of they have to like what they do? It's not a money thing. At the end of the day, it's got to be something that they really enjoy, this interchange with a different culture of greeting these people and making sure that they are the right ambassador to Italy for our guests. Mm-hmm. Once we've got all of that, now it's a question of, okay, we need to price this at something that makes sense. Because when we break it all down, if there's five couples and the cost is, $5,000 a week, we want to say, okay, a couple can now, in their mind, divide this number by seven nights, divided by couple, and we come to a per couple per night cost. And what's included in this cost? And we want to make sure that we have the right amount of towels, and that they're going to be changed at a frequency that is acceptable to the market. So all of these things have to come into play, and now begins an inspection process where we go back and make sure that this house, as they're reconstructing it, doing whatever it is that they have to do, that this is all coming to play. Once we're there, then we send our photographers, our people go back, now document it, and we create this product that we say to our customers, yep, you can go here, and if anything decides to happen, by the way, you know, the hot water heater blows up, here's the number, you can call our staff in Italy, and they're there to make sure that it gets taken care of right away. And usually the owner is even more interested in doing that too, because he's proud. He's proud of what he's achieved. So for us, it's not like people call us up and say, "Can I list my house with you?" No, not yet. First, let's start this process. And so, yeah, that's how the baby comes to life.
Well, and we are firsthand witnesses to the fact that the process that you've just described works amazingly, and the product that you deliver, it's top notch. And I'm wondering, because we're kind of excited about going back, have you found one of those new babies in Tuscany or anywhere else in Italy that you're excited about?
Mm-hmm.
Something coming online?
Well, one just went online about a week ago, and Villa Belmonte, and it is just northeast of Florence in Tuscany, in an area that's little known to the American market, and it's called the Mugello, filled with natural beauty. And there's little towns that nobody's, you know, from our end, we haven't seen. Everybody knows San Gimignano and Siena and Castellini and Chianti. But when you get to the towns up in that area that you haven't seen, and there's a little lake nearby, which is artificial, but made to provide pure drinking water to the region, where you can do kayaking and boating and sailing and all this stuff. Is like few minutes away, and the villa itself is what you picture Tuscany to be, that stone facade, and yet inside, it took months to get this, again, to bring this baby to life. Inside, it has all the things that a family wants to do. At the end of the day, Pat, we're matchmakers, because once we make this creation, then you guys know well enough that we're kind of brutal when you call us, because we really want to make sure that we want to know about who's going, what are the needs, what do you intend to do there? And so we're brutal in that process, because we want to make sure that when you get there, we're matchmakers. We're not getting people together to get married, but we're getting them together to have unforgettable memories.
It's funny that you say that, because Roberta is our go-to person when we call, and I think Roberta knows more about Pat and our family than half our family does.
It is our goal to do so. We're private about that, so you know that whatever secrets are in the family will never be revealed. Will only be used to make sure that the evolution of properties that you choose going forward is better and better.
Spoken like a true Italian, the secrets of the family are safe.
They'll never be revealed.
You know, I think one thing that's interesting, Mario, that I don't think a lot of people understand when they go through the villa process, and I would say most people, unless they're listening to this podcast, or if they're listening to this podcast or go to Total Tuscany, they're automatically going to go to ParkerVillas.com right away, because you are the villa company we recommend. But if you do a simple Google search, you're going to get a million different things come up. And what I've learned through that search process is that a lot of those people are just conduit. They're middlemen to shove off villas, and they really don't have ownership stake. They're more, I don't know, travel agents, or they're brokers. You guys, and I think this is important to stay, and we've said it every time we've had you on, but I think it's worth repeating. The only people nobody else is renting their villas through anybody else. You have exclusivity, right?
Right.
And how important is it?
It's important for a number of reasons. Number one, when people go, and you said they go online and they see put in villa in Tuscany or something, and they find something that they think they like, the next thing you see is the same property listed 10 other places at different prices, with different conflicting descriptions, pictures that are completely different, and you don't know which one is updated or which one is old or who's telling the truth. And since there's no ownership in this, should there be, in Italy, it's nuclear power is against the law, but should there be, just for the sake of making the example, a nuclear power plant behind the villa, you can bet your bottom dollar that picture will not be shown. So what's important about the exclusivity is that we are putting our reputation on the line, and we're photographing that thing 360 degrees. We want to make sure on the website it says, here are the pluses and the minuses of this property. We want to make sure that the customer is fully informed, because A, we wouldn't choose a home with a power plant next door, but B, if we did, then there are reasons why it's still worthwhile considering, but we're going to present those reasons to you. When you don't have control, and the exclusivity is the important part, is the control, client shows up, the house, the services, something is not right. Who has power over that owner to make it right? That owner depends on us for 100% of their income. And we're putting our reputation on the line. So, dear owner, you're either going to resolve this right away, or you know what we're going to do? We're just going to take, because we have our staff in Italy, we're going to take Pat, and we're going to take Travis and their family, and we're going to move them to another house, and you're not going to get paid. And we're going to make sure that their vacation is sacrosanct. People who just are listing things are just, you know, like a lot of other industries, are there to earn a commission if and when they get, you know, a sale. And if there's 10 websites promoting the same property, nobody has any real strength, any power with that owner to say, let's get this fixed. And I like the fact that the we're very jealous about location of the house, a specific location. You find the property on 10 websites, and you'll find one of them that is showing the exact map, street location, and so on. And we only give that information 3 weeks before you leave, the exact address and directions, how to get there to the door. Problem we've seen in the years is, over the years, is people will knock on the door, and you're vacationing, and they'll say, hi, I'm sorry to bother you. We're Phil and Sandy from, I don't know, Idaho, and we're thinking of renting this house next year. Would you mind if we took a walk through? Our job at Parker is to protect my client's privacy and the private enjoyment of that villa. So I make sure, yes, it's in Chianti, yes, it's outside of Castellina, yes, it's within 10 minutes of so-and-so, and you will see all the pictures surrounding this thing, but I am not, to protect your privacy and the privacy of my guests, I am not going to put that thing on some sort of map mechanism, because it happens. We've seen it happen time and time again.
And to take that one step further, Mario, what we were most impressed with each time was that if it's not the owner, it's the caretaker, or it's the English-speaking individual that Parker has located to be on site when we arrive, to make us not only feel welcome, but to take us around the property and to be there the entire at any time we need it. And I don't know of any other service that would or any other villa company that would provide that type of accountability. I'm wondering how you go about doing that. How do you find such excellent people?
Pat, that's up to the owner to find the person. So our agreement with the owner is you will find the English-speaking person. However, you must allow our staff to train that person. So all of these people that the owner, because they're there on site, they're there on right at the location. Like you stayed at Quercetto, and Quercetto has people there. You've stayed at Villa Salvucci, and Salvucci has their own people there. We train those people to do a couple of things: to, when they greet you, to walk you through, make you understand what it is, how this place works. Everything has its own ways in which it works. Even, you know, Italian appliances, which to us seem like science projects. And at the same time, be available throughout the week should there be any questions. And at the end, do that walkthrough again and be available to you, because sometimes people need to leave a couple of hours early because they're trying to catch a flight. So to be available for that early checkout. So, yeah, we train the caretaker. Because to me, the person, the thing that I say to the owners a lot is, guys, just think of this. You just got off an intercontinental flight, and you've driven 2 hours to get here. You're dead. You're toast. So you show up, and that first thing, that first impression that that guest has is you and the house. And so the house should be open. If it's cool season, it should be warm. If it's warm season, it should be cool. Sit down. Have a glass of water. Here, relax. Look, you're home. And that welcome is goes such a long way. It sets the pace for the entire trip. It exemplifies the idea of Italy as a welcoming country with friendly, welcoming people. And it starts at that very moment you show up.
You know, it really comes down to the heart of what business is about. It's about relationships and service, isn't it?
Sure is. It's all about that. It's our relationship with the owner, our relationship with the caretakers, our relationship with our staff in Italy, because even they, being Italians and possibly even bilingual, don't fully understand our culture. Our culture is unique in its own ways. And they say, well, no, but the Germans aren't like that. The Russians, I think, I know. So understanding our cultural differences is key. And it's fun.
We wouldn't have you on if we didn't have something to talk about besides just the great villas. But part of the great villas is it's spring, which means the Parker Villas spring sale is going on if you go to parkervillas.com right now. And I should say the most offerings in the spring sale are in Tuscany. And I noticed that Villa Salvucci is actually part of the spring sale. So if anybody's considering going on maybe a larger group outing, we can't recommend Salvucci enough. But, this is really a good time to take advantage of a villa experience because you have some great deals out there.
Yeah, so we're getting into the hot and heavy part of the booking season. So we wanted to kick it off with a nice sale. And this takes the complicity of the homeowner with us to say, okay, let's, because we call them and we say, look, guys, we want to do this thing. Who wants to participate? And now that the ones who declined to participate are seeing the people participating and getting results from that. Now they're coming and say, well, gee, can we participate too? So it has a snowball effect, but for your audience, if anybody really wants to have some fun, go to Villa Salvucci, and all you have to do on Parker's homepage in the top blue bar, there's a little search field. Just put SALV. Go to Villa Salvucci, click on the photo gallery, and go down to, let's see where we are now. Go down to numbers like 34, 35, and look at Pat, and look at Travis, and look at the family. Because we've got them all captured there on the pictures are there. No secrets, but beautiful pictures. And you can also see Pat and Travis at Quercetto. And so we try, like Pat and Travis, many clients send us in pictures of the fun and the good time that they've had. So when you look at the photo galleries and you go scroll down to the bottom, you'll usually find some photos of past clients. And I think you guys won a photo contest on that.
I think we did.
We did. We did.
Mario, if anybody, repeat listeners know well, they know Parker and they know our experiences. But if those that are tuning in for the first time, talk about some of the day trips that are not pushed on the guests, but are optional, that are made available for the guests at Parker Villa. Some of the opportunities, the extensions.
Like the villas, we've gone in and we've gone to various vendors and we've tried to create half-day experiences that our guests can enjoy, or anybody actually can enjoy, because you can go to activities.com or access it from Parker Villa's website, the Italian Day Trips. And these half-day adventures are typically related to food. We've experimented with different things, and we experimented with ceramics and making plates and stuff like that. But people really enjoy the idea of being able to participate in making a meal, in going, taking a private wine tour, taking even a private tour of Florence and the Uffizi and the Accademia. Those are the types of things. A lot of these things come with lunch included. It's just a fun way to spend half a day that doesn't break the bank and sends you home with a nice private warm experience.
Of course, the spring sale is going on now at Parker Villas. Just go to parkervillas.com. You can book now and up to February 26th, which is my wife's birthday. Wonder what I should get her for her birthday. But Mario, it's always great to talk to you. We couldn't be more impressed with Parker Villas. You know that. We gush over you every single time, but it truly is great to get together with you once a year to talk about the offerings and what's coming up for 2016.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, and thank you very much for bringing up the sale and the sale particulars, that the sale does end on February 26th. So it is a great opportunity to look at that and see if they, and call us, because as I said, some of these owners are now coming to us and saying, "Oh, I'd like to participate." So there may be some other property that hasn't been listed that's just decided to join.
Wonderful, Mario. Thank you. Great talking with you.
Thank you.
You know, Pat, we talk a lot about service, and when you invest the money, and it's not a cheap trip to go to Italy. I think you and I have found ways to do it a lot more inexpensive than other ways, but it's still not cheap to go to Italy. You want a certain level of service. You have an expectation, and when it comes to your accommodations and your lodging, Parker Villas meets all those criteria.
Well, they strive to do what you hope, you know, somebody you're doing business would do, and they strive to make every aspect of your trip amazing. Like we've talked about how many times we started this kind of adventure thinking it was a trip of a lifetime, and now we want to go back all the time.
You know, I'm going to throw a little teaser out there. Getting ready to launch right around the 1st of March. I haven't even told Pat I was going to do this, but it just came to my mind. We are planning the first ever Total Tuscany trip. We have room for 4 couples or 8 people. This is going to be an experience of a lifetime. We talk about service. This is going to be a trip that meets and exceeds everything you've ever thought about Tuscany. If you're interested, it's not out there for pre-sale yet, but if you're interested in going on this trip with us, feel free to drop us an email, travis@totaltuscany.com, travis@totaltuscany.com. That's the email address. If you are interested in joining Pat and myself in Tuscany, in late October, which will be the perfect time for olive oil. They'll be harvesting and they'll be pressing fresh virgin olive oil, which is to die for. And there's so much more you're going to experience. But if you're interested, if it's something you'd like to join us on, just email us again, travis@totaltuscany.com. We'll be having more information about that trip coming up in the very near future. In the meantime, make sure to like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter and Instagram as well. For Pat Capagna, I'm Travis Justice. We'll talk to you next time on the Total Tuscany Podcast.